Hello guys, it's me, Rustage. Quickly before we start this episode, this is the panel that we recorded at Anime Expo. It is sort of a non-canon OVA movie filler episode between episode 52 and 53. The audio quality isn't going to be the best thing in the world because it's just a camera set up on the side of the panel, but it was a lot of fun and I hope you guys enjoy it. Just in case you stumble across this in the future and you have no idea what the fuck this is, this is what the fuck this is. If you enjoyed this and want us to do more of these in the future, I think we would really enjoy that. Like, contact conventions and be like, yo, you should get the One Piece D&D boys to do a live game, because it was a lot of fun and I hope we can do it again.
Are you guys ready for us to start? Then we shall begin. Hello everyone, my name is Rustage, or Daniel Rustage. I am a boy who plays D&D and raps about anime. Any of you guys know who we are?
Yeah!
Any of you guys don't know who we are? So we've been running a One Piece themed Dungeons & Dragons game for 2 years, whatever, like episode 52 now. So for you guys who don't know who we are, it might be a little confusing, but it should be okay.
We're on a train in the desert.
We're on a train in the desert. I want to run for everyone. These are my players. I'm the Dungeon Master. They all are part of the Devil's Lust Pirates. The game takes place 20 years before the start of One Piece, so like a year after Roger dies. Spoilers for chapter 1 of One Piece.
No!
Roger dies, I'm so sorry. He will be missed. I am also losing my voice because last night I was arguing with Roger's base, and I guess that means I lose my voice. We'll go down the line and introduce everyone who's part of the crew. So first we've got Briggs here.
Yo, what's up everybody?
Briggs!
I play the character Ragnar. He's a barbarian. He likes to drink. He's a big, muscly man, and he just loves his family. You know, he loves the boys.
And he's a bear.
Oh, I can probably mention. I guess it could have been a surprise for anyone who doesn't know. I could turn into a bear.
So. Next is our the lovely noble Lost Boss.
Hello, everybody. I play the sugarless knight Durks. I came to my captain, he picked me up after the lady left me for dead, destroyed me, and I vowed to protect all that I can in the world, to see the world become a better place. And I did so with my friends and my family, both the Yogi Boo.
I'm Tekken. I play William, the captain of this merry band, and I'm horrible at my job. I'm a rogue, but I'm never a rogue, and I have a devil fruit that allows me to get every other devil fruit on a random roulette, which is the most broken ability ever, so thank you to Rustage for that. And I kill old people, like, twice. It only
Maybe three.
Okay. You have killed a lot of children as well, to be fair. The average age of the people you killed might actually be like 20. But.
And lastly over here, we got Too Spooky. I play the character Verona, who is navigating the crew. Basically, went on a quest for revenge after his father was murdered way back when, and now, after some family issues, we found a new family aboard the Devil's Lust Pirate over here. And I also have a double fruit, it's the Aninomi. I can animate things, and they come to life.
Over the course of the adventure, they have picked up many crew members, which are all played by me. I will quickly run through them all. Firstly, there is Pearl.
Hello, I am Pearl.
She is the magic. She can turn into a dragon, and she knows Kung Fu, and she's very cool.
She does
have
food?
She knows dragon food, sorry. Sorry. Next, there's Louis LeClocq.
Louis LeClocq.
He can manipulate time. He is French. Because France exists in the One Piece universe.
100% it does.
And he loves mimes.
which is great. And next we have Gravy, who is the cook of the crew. He's a pacifist, he used to be an assassin.
He sounds like this, who would Gravy?
Got the story. Then there's Cyril, who is a little ex-marine who hates killing, and he's very sad all the time now.
Yeah.
He'll go away to school, that's what he sounds like. And there's Jimmy.
Jimmy!
Jimmy is a random person they picked up in a room. It was just like some guy I made his name up on the spot. Because I didn't know, like, who's this guy? Oh, that's Jimmy. But he's joining the crew now. Hey, I'm Jimmy over here!
Jimmy is the only hero in this tale. The only one.
And then we also have Lissa, who is like the ship's mechanic. She's a Scottish girl.
Who's also shipped with Verona.
And she's actually an alien technically. Because they went to space at one point. They said, if you don't know, if you've never seen this before, this is all very confusing. if you're fit, you're fit. That's the point. And I think that's it for the crew, right?
No, I'll probably forget something. Oh, little Ricky!
There's little Ricky. Yeah.
He was just born not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, little Ricky was born out of an egg that came out of a slot machine. see, I feel like explaining this to people, it's out of context, is so odd.
This is honestly not that weird compared to One Piece, though.
Like, yeah.
I mean, this all could fit.
Yes! Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, One Piece, yes! Yes.
In fact, they need an alien queen, so that's...
And also with them is Boss, which is William's like father figure.
My adoptive dad.
Well, forget about him. He's just in the background. And there is also Gunner, who is Atom's dad. If you guys remember Atom.
#Yeehaw. Doxy.
And there's Doxy.
Well, she's not part of the crew.
Get.
What?
No. Foreshadowing? What?
No. Doxy's just his little kid. she's like a little twist, but like a road man.
She got blue blood. We knew that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, bruv, I'm Doxy. That's what she's like. And they're on a trailer at the moment. So, we join our crew.
Wait, Healy.
Oh, Healy is a robot that heals people.
We never really got a dedicated doctor, so we just have Louie that can rewind time in a robot. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's what you mean. You guys are on a train. So where we last left our heroes, actually hero is too generous of a term.
Okay.
Where we last left our guys, they were
the crew.
Escaping from a town that was being overtaken by a Yonko's crew. And now they've just killed a wolfman, and they're sort of peacefully on this train. And they're chugging along on the railway tracks. The conductor comes in, and he has snacks.
Oh my god!
The conductor is a man with a large, like, white mustache. He's sort of slightly older. Be careful, William.
No, that's fine. He brought snacks, it's okay. Wait, no, what kind of snacks?
What's your favorite kind of snack?
Danishes.
It's not those. What is your least favorite kind of snack?
I hate licorice.
It's licorice.
No! Victim!
Oh, I love licorice.
It's delicious. It comes in.
I have a plate of licorice here if you guys love it. William, I made them especially for you. I don't know if it's your favorite snack or not, but I love licorice myself.
Well, I happen to love licorice. What about this, Captain?
I'm just in the corner like this, and everyone's just eating licorice.
Captain, how can you not like licorice? It makes no sense.
It doesn't taste good.
It's one of the few things I can't taste.
I don't know. Tree roots, I don't know.
What kind of licorice? We've never had this before. Whenever we've run D&D, we've never had people be like, asking us external questions. Well, we've had the chat, which is kind of similar.
But we kind of ignore it.
We just kind of ignore it. It is like terrible licorice. Which is all licorice, to be fair.
Well, that's just rude.
People are like, don't worry. I will have pineapple juice for you guys. And he's handing out the pineapple juice and the licorice whilst he's going do 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 do.
The pineapple juice saved you this time, old man.
What if I can actually play the... Gosh dang, Thomas the Tank Engine theme song again. I know, this is a wonderful
thing. Don't get copyright strike.
Who cares?
Alright!
You guys are cruising down the railway tracks. And as you guys are eating your licorice and drinking your pineapple juice, the train slowly starts to slow down. And slowly it stops.
Oh!
What was it?
The music stops as well.
Oh no! The music!
The conductor looks around. John, look for music. That's the only thing I have left.
Well, I have licorice because I would love to eat.
All right, get that licorice out of here.
Damn it!
Without the music, I'm nothing. He walks into the front carriage. Then he comes back and he says, guys, you won't believe this. I'm out of coal.
What?
Coal prices are so high. I forgot to stock up on coal back in the town, you know, with the war.
Oh yeah, so
now I don't have value for coal.
He then looks out the window. Holy moly, you guys will not believe this. What a coincidence. We managed to stop right outside of Coal Town.
Oh my
god! There's just Coal Town in the middle of the desert. That's so nice.
He points over. I've heard rumors about this place. I never knew it was real.
You didn't know Coal Town was real?
Don't you know? It's Coal Town.
So does this make this the coal train?
And that conductor set out just to find Coal Town.
This is a train conductor's all blue, it's Coal Town.
I've never been to Coal Town before, but I've heard they have coal for cheap, cheap prices.
So you're basically, you want us to go pick up coal, basically, is where this is coming from.
Yes. I would like you guys to pick up coal for me.
All right, but just get some decent snacks, maybe, by the time we get back here.
There is a snack shop in the town, too.
Oh!
All right, that's convenient.
I think it's called Snowball Globe Snack Emporium.
Of course that is.
Of course.
Why
are
you there? How did you know?
I've never been there, but I know because I read it on like... on the Wikipedia.
There is a...
Wikipedia is a book. My God, do you want to see? He brings out a huge tome. It's like a challenge. This is part one.
You know, you could probably use that for fuel.
Yeah.
I could, but I don't want to waste it.
Oh, okay.
It's worth a lot of money. I only have part one.
All right.
I'm trying to collect all the parts, like in Zodiac. That's also in the book. I'm sorry.
All right, boys. All right, let's go get some coal. There's a giant hole in the cab, right? From when?
Yeah, there's a hole because someone smashed the window earlier. So you don't need to use the door. You can't just jump out.
I'll jump out of the hole, of course.
Right. The important question is, which crew members are you bringing with you, and which one are you leaving on the train that I don't have to do the voice for ever again?
Okay.
Well, we're limited on time, Captain. So we should probably just bring ourselves.
I think ourselves, maybe Pearl.
Yeah,
it's Pearl and Louie.
You know what?
That's kind of important, yeah.
This is a democracy.
Yes, the Double Zero crew is a democracy. I care about my crew's opinions.
I am suggesting that we let the audience decide which FTC comes about.
Oh, also.
Duras has a shield that talks to him and an armor that has a wolf spirit possessing it.
Yes.
It's a wolf.
It's a wolf. Okay. So, Jimmy. Hey, I'm Jimmy! The voices in my head are saying I should come.
Come on, Jimmy!
Welcome aboard, Jimmy.
Well,
off-board, I should say.
I think everyone's going crazy over here.
Jimmy, that was a crash shot you did last time. Anyway. Sure that night. You did a good job. You can come with us.
Hey! I did a good job over here! Alright, you guys leave everyone else behind except for Jimmy. Jimmy comes out, sun beating down. He's like, this is the life. Woo! I love this. You guys never take me with you.
So happy to have you, Jimmy. You're very important to us all.
Yeah. You're the cornerstone of this organization, really. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll keep our morale up. How far is it to the town? Is it just like...
You leave and it's like a... It's just a short walk around.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
So you have to do a short little walk towards the town. And it kind of looks like a Wild West town. Like wooden sort of buildings. The buildings are made of wood. You guys can picture a Wild West town.
Yeah.
In the center of the town, there's like this big shack that says, Cheap, Cheap Coal. But it looks very disheveled. There is another one that says, Snorble Glorks Snap Emporium. There is a tavern that is called Coal Town Tavern. Okay. And there are various different buildings scattered throughout the place. But there, you don't see anyone in the town immediately. You know, it looks relatively deserted. Where do you guys want to go?
Priorities first, so snacks.
Do we have any Danishes, Captain?
Well, I think we're on snacks. We're checking.
Oh, right, very good.
What are you doing?
Is it okay if I sit here?
Sure, you can sit there. Welcome, friend.
I don't think my microphone was working before, so this is all right. Better.
All right, do you want to be a villain now? This is the villain side of the table. All of a sudden, Ragnar turns evil.
I mean, Ragnar just slaughtered someone in the last episode anyway.
It's
so.
True, it's true.
All right, we're on Ultimate Plan R.
We went for coverage.
All right, so you guys are heading to Snowball Snack Emporium.
Absolutely.
So you walk in.
Okay.
You open the door. And all there is like jars and jars of various different snacks. Any snack you can think of. Name a snack.
Biscuits.
There are biscuits. Name a snack.
I was looking for candy.
There's candy, that's very vague.
I just want meat. You guys have meat.
They don't have meat. It's
jerky.
Yeah. They even have like little eyeballs in jars for people who like eyeballs in jars.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
I didn't know you like that.
Well, I thought there was ice cream at first.
We should have brought Pearl. She would have loved it here.
There's no one in this building.
Pearl's a cannibal.
There's no one in the building, but there is a little bell on the table.
Okay.
I think we should ring it, Captain. We want service, right?
We're pirates.
Well, that's not very nice, Captain. I know we're pirates, but we're nice pirates.
We're on our way to go fight a Yonko. That's just a pit stop, if nothing else.
I'm going to go on and ring the bell.
Okay.
That's like, and then emerging from the ground. This disheveled looking man looks at you. And I've lost my voice, so I'm gonna see if I can do this. And he goes,
welcome to Snorglog Snackatorium! Oh, we have all kinds of snacks. I haven't had a customer here in 20 years. They say don't open a snack shop in Coal Town. Nobody goes there, it's not real. But I found it and I did. And I may be in debt. But I have a dream.
Gonna say, how's business?
Terrible! But it's great now that you're here!
How old is this guy? He's an indiscernible age.
Indiscernible.
The thing is, he could look like he's 40, but he could be 20 and does a lot of drugs. You don't know.
Well.
Would you like a snack? We have so many snacks.
Do you happen to know a Spinkle, mister?
Spinkle's my long-lost cousin. I hate that guy. He was the one who said, don't open a snack shop in Coal Town. And I was like, why? And he was just like,
oh, I can't swear.
He swore at me.
He gave me some magic yellow dust that turned me into a gourd.
No, I know. That's just like Spinkle.
Yeah.
Telling people into gourds. I make gourds. They're a snack.
So, what do you recommend? What's your best-selling item if you've ever sold anything?
My gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Yes, I've got many gingerbread men, all different designs. Take a look at my gingerbread man.
And he gets out a bunch of gingerbread men, and they're all like intricately detailed, different little gingerbread men.
Oh my god, that's so deep. I'm like looking at them and like complimenting the gingerbread men. Emerald, sleight of hand, the steel, whatever.
Alright, do a sleight of hand roll.
I did. Did it go through?
Oh, sure, you have roll 20 up on here. You could just say the number.
Okay.
Oh, you...
Yeah, we should probably say the number.
Just say
the...
Just tell me what you rolled.
It doesn't say on my screen.
Oh.
I'm gonna just...
Roll the dice! We have...
I have dice over here.
Six plus
15. Far.
That's, yeah, so 21.
Did you say plus 15?
That's what it is.
You steal all of the gingerbread men. And he hasn't even noticed. He then looks down and goes, I use that, no matter where they went. Hey, what? Must have just been my imagination. I have more in the back. And he opens up a cupboard, and there's a whole bunch of them. He just like places them down on the table. This one's called Arnold. This one's Frederick. This one's Jennifer. This one's Genghis.
Any hatred I might have had for you has just melted away from just how sad you are on a fundamental level.
Someone once told me that half of my NPCs are awful, terrible people, and half of them are really sad.
That's accurate.
Would you like to buy one?
I'm good. I'm allergic to gingerbread.
Captain, I just saw you take a
bunch. I don't know what you're talking about, Duros. I don't, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? They're right over there.
Oh, yeah, Ragnar's gonna do perception.
Yeah, you want to roll perception, because...
No, I saw the guy take them out, and they're right in front of me.
Oh,
I didn't see him steal it.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
true.
Okay. Oh, the ones right in front of you.
Yeah, my perception's so bad that if someone's shorter than me, it takes me a while.
You probably haven't even noticed the shopkeep yet. Because he is quite a short fella.
I mean, I just hear voices.
You just hear voices.
I'm
you just assume.
Yeah.
He gets right up to your ear.
Oh! What the hell? Oh my god. Have you been here this whole time?
I have! This is my shop!
Oh, nice to meet you. I was talking to you.
I know, it's great to finally meet you. The famous... I don't know who you are, but I see your face. Ah, we meet again. Only this time, for the first time.
I feel like this guy knows who we are.
Anyway, would you like a gingerbread?
Alright, well, we only have like 45 minutes.
We're here for coal. We're here for just coal. We have to refill our train. We're gonna go to a port town.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he's just here for coal.
Is there anybody else living in this town? You should just take it over and just call it the snack town or whatever.
You know, genius. I'm going to start the
reaction.
Yeah. Honey, get my guillotine!
And he rushes out.
What? No!
What?
He
was
there.
Wait. Did I just start a revolution? What did I do?
I'm most surprised that he was there.
It's like naming his gingerbread.
Maybe it's a gingerbread girl.
Oh my god.
He comes up with a giant gingerbread lady.
Oh, this is my wife. I didn't introduce. This is my wife. Her name is Ginger.
Actually, yeah.
I reach out to shake her hand and animate it. She comes to life.
Ginger, am I right?
The snowball block looks around, and he pulls out a gun.
I shot the rest of the gun out of his hands.
Do we have strength? What are you gonna do, strength?
Okay, strength, sure.
Can I borrow one of your dice?
Eight.
You got an eight? What's your modifier?
Like three, so 11.
11.
Okay.
Alright.
He's old.
He is old. But he did roll a 19.
Son of a-
Thank you.
He like, he's sugar high. You try and grab the gun, he grabs your arm and goes,
nobody wrestles a gun out of its normal box.
And he tosses it to the side, and then he points it at, now do not. He's a gingerbread man right now, or else I'm gonna use this thing.
Can I shoot him?
You want to shoot him?
Just go ahead, shoot him. 16 hits him, even without modifiers, so.
Yeah. 16.
Alright, you hit him, do your damage. Your damage is a d10. Some of these players, I've been playing D&D with them for 2 years, but because we play online, they've never rolled dice in D&D.
I have never rolled
dice. I had to teach him which dice he uses for his weapons.
I kind of already forgot, so.
One.
You rolled a one, plus what?
Plus five.
Plus five, so six damage. Where are you aiming?
I'm aiming for his head.
You fire your gun, the bullet flies through the air.
With his head?
His hand.
He has the gun in his hand. It penetrates his hand, flies through, and just also hits him in the head, and he falls over and he's dead.
Okay, so. Disaster averted. Yeah, there you go. Verona's the one that shot the old man.
The gingerbread lady that you've animated.
Did you hear the screams?
Captain, I think you lost your touch. I think you're a little bit too young, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta practice killing old people once again.
Well, he was really old. You could have killed your
old. Does he have a wallet on him? What was his ID? How old was he?
Does he have a wallet on him? All he has on his purse is gingerbread man.
Well, they have all the snacks in the shop at least.
Wait a second. These gingerbread men turn you into that?
You're pointing at them. She's still alive. And she's like, thank you for killing him. Thank you.
Well, these are useful. I'm just going to keep them.
How long am I alive for?
I don't know. Were you a real person before, yes?
It was. I came from this town looking for coal.
Okay. Now it's all starting to click.
And then I wanted a snack. I ate some gingerbread. And now this. What a tragic life.
I'm very sorry, lady.
It's too late for me. Go find your call. Go back to your friends.
I think. Verona, maybe you should just. Here, just end it.
Do you end the things?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe should.
I deactivated.
Dude, an army of Jinx.
I'm keeping a bunch.
Yeah. Thank you for finally ending this madness.
My pleasure.
Okay, clarifying question. Does she cry like a...
She's crying little like gumdrop tears.
Thank you. Goodbye.
She turns back into the gingerbread lady, falls over. Crumples into many pieces of the world.
We've seen a lot of people die. This is the saddest. I'm next to Adam.
Why do I hear sad piano music in the air?
I have something I want to say, but I really shouldn't say it.
Okay, so then, your best mate. Go for it.
Is it a waste to not eat it?
Gingerbread ranks a lot. I'm not allergic to it either. It just ranks a lot higher than licorice.
You have to bury her somewhere.
Oh, no.
20. I eat the gingerbread guy.
Can you eat one?
No. Can you eat her?
You eat her?
It was Dirk's idea.
Do a constitution saving throw, my friend. Taking 101.
Do a constitution saving throw.
Gotcha. No. 18.
Oh. You are safe.
I'm sorry. 22.
So total. So William, you eat the gingerbread.
Okay.
It tastes really weird and kind of chewy.
Right.
And once you swallow it, you start looking at your hand, and you see like some of your fingers start to turn slightly like brownish, and then you like bite it off. It's like slowly crawling up your arm.
I will not allow the curse of the gingerbread to permeate my being.
And then it rushes back. And you have fought it off.
Do I have gingerbread powers now?
But,
is this like Jujutsu Kaisen?
But William, your pinky finger on your left hand is now a gingerbread forever.
Emergency food ration. Okay.
Great battle score.
Is he able to bend it?
Just now.
It is like kind of crumply back and forth a little bit.
That's gonna get some getting used to, but I could make that work at some point. Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Okay. So you guys want to do anything else in this weird snapshot? I am uncomfortable and want to leave. We should just burn this place down. And that's probably gonna hit your finger.
Just the top of it.
Can you do another constitution second?
15 plus 4, so 19.
No, you just did again! You're a very lucky man!
That was lucky.
But it does grow back.
Oh, sweet infinite gingerbread! Okay.
Gingerbread, you should never eat!
Alright, so I guess we get some coal now. Yeah.
Alright, you leave. You go to the coal. Chief Coal?
Alright, is it like a neon sign that's like.
What? It's like painted to look neon, but they can't afford neon signs.
Okay.
I don't even know if there's neon signs in One Piece. Tekken, are there neon signs in One Piece?
I jump, yeah, sure.
Okay, if Tekken says something exists in One Piece, it does.
Okay, literally in Film Red, there's gonna be a full, like, music video thing going on, so I'm sure they have neon signs, yeah.
Sweet.
Brooke
had neon signs or something?
Yeah, he probably did, yeah. They have strobe lights and stuff, so sure. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's fine. There's not neon signs. It's just terribly painted.
Okay.
And you approach the building, you open it up, and inside is an old man. He's got like a long white beard.
I hate this town.
Behind him is a pile of coal. Just like so much. He's like even sitting in like a throne of coal. And he goes, I can't do an old man voice. He said weakly.
Well, hello there. Good sir, you happen to have a mountain of coal, I see.
Yes. You want coal?
We could use some, yes.
You're not going to ask us to eat it, are you?
Come here.
I don't know.
Come here.
Dad?
I wouldn't consider myself fun.
Did somebody say, what is happening?
What's Jimmy doing?
Oh, Jimmy's here. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Jimmy's like, I once stole something. Does that make me a sinner? Yes. That's a crime.
Oh, I guess we're all sinners then.
Yeah. Well, this coal is not fair. Only good boys get the coal.
Okay.
I'm like a reverse Santa, where good boys get coal and bad boys get presents.
So do we get presents?
Can my presents be coal?
I don't see why not.
How much do you think we need in a train? How much, we didn't even ask the conductor. Like, two pieces of coal? That should be good enough, right?
How much does the coal cost?
It is, you don't pay with money.
Oh.
Well, that's good, because we don't really have a lot, or any, right now.
There's always the ones that don't have money that come here.
Have you ever killed anyone before?
Nope. I'm roll for deception on that one.
Darius just looks over a little bit like, what?
Takes a 25.
I
just strike the most innocent looking like puppy face like...
Honestly, I've never killed 25 Ragnar believes it.
The 25 Duros believes it too.
Have you ever let anyone die?
No.
I mean, my parents died, but I was like 4 months old, so I don't think I really was expected to say it. I'm in that position, you know?
Nobody remember what happened right before we walked over here.
I don't know what the heck.
Actually, even I forgot about that. Cameraman in a shop.
Well, he was a good man.
No, he was bad, so it's okay.
On chip.
Alright. Then you can have my coal.
Thank you.
He gets out a large sack and starts stuffing it with coal.
Alright, Jimmy, get the wheelbarrow.
Hey! Where's the wheelbarrow?
Where's the wheelbarrow, old man?
I don't have a wheelbarrow.
How'd you get all this coal in here?
I picked it with my hands from the coal trees. And I walked all the way here and placed it in the
snow. This is
a coal farmer.
Do you have bags or anything?
I'm a good, honest coal farmer.
You have bags or anything?
I'm putting it in a sack.
Ragnar, just grab a sack, yeah.
Ragnar turns into a bear.
Yeah!
For groceries.
And he hands you the sack of coal.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you haven't let anyone die, then you should be safe.
You go forward on this path.
Feed him a cookie.
An evil curse haunts this town. You can look into your minds. It's why I never leave this shack. But you seem like a good person.
He's the best person.
I mean, you told me you were a good person. I have no reason to not believe you.
I mean, that's why we follow him, right?
Yeah. You're either a really good person or one of the best liars I know. Which means you're a really bad person. So, the spectrum.
But what if I'm really good at lying at being good? About lying.
Right, I'm old.
I feel like you just aged me 10 years.
Alright, should we just go? Right? All the coal.
We got the coal. This guy seems like he's pretty happy with his life as a humble coal farmer. So, yeah.
Alright. You walk outside.
I have no idea where that's going.
Me neither. You walk outside. And, you see, like, this hazy figure in the distance standing there.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder if that's the conductor. Should I wait to him?
Sure!
Hello, friends!
And he sort of shambles towards you.
Oh, he's coming close.
Okay, good, that's nice.
You hear like a really low sort of drone. It's sort of...
No fucking way.
As he gets closer.
Which looks familiar, Captain.
I'm still a conductor.
As he gets closer. What dark mystery music. He gets closer. Comes out of the fog. You see his purple hat, his purple jumper. But his skin is like this dark, greenish, sort of grey. You recognize it as some sort of undead aberration that looks-
Adam, like you're alive!
Oh, yeah. And he walks towards you.
I'm gonna go hug him.
Yeah,
he's our friend.
Good to see you.
As you go up to hug him, you also notice lots of other figures, like, behind you. But they're all walking towards the train.
Oh, okay.
And you see some of them are like touching the train and getting like sucked into it.
Okay.
And Ashes looks over at you guys. And he keeps trying to turn around to walk towards the train as well. And then he looks you in the eyes, William. William.
Did you kill Captain Zaharo? Did you?
That was actually Juros.
Yes, I killed him.
But I'm glad you're alive. You seem very healthily green right now.
Not too healthy.
Yeah.
We can fix that.
I come under control of my body. He starts to move back and starts walking towards the tree. Yeehaw.
Your sister's safe,
by the way.
She's a princess in my kingdom.
You see him struggling to have a little smile as he walks towards this tree. And you see like almost like a zombie Captain Marrow and a zombie Gideon. So they're like, they start merging into the train. And they all start like, this is some weird shit. And they start like grabbing onto it. You see their bodies being sucked into it.
Okay.
I don't think we should get back on the train.
Well, our friends are still out there.
They're all still there.
You need to destroy the train.
I feel bad when you're here because I keep looking over at them when I'm talking.
Sorry.
Alright. So.
From the cameras here, so you can
look back. I should be looking at just in the camera. Hi, guys. Okay. So, Adam slowly starts walking away. He says, I'm sorry,
Adam, I'm sorry we couldn't save you.
And he sort of touches the train in his body. Enters. And then all of a sudden the train starts moving.
Oh shit.
And the head of the train sort of comes up. It looks like a big, centipede. The wheels of the train come out like weird arms. The face of the train turns around. And you see this like haunted expression on the train's face.
Transformer. I was worried there for a moment. This is way more lighthearted. Transformer. Yeah.
The face of death.
And he looks at you. It looks at you.
You really sinned. The devil's love, pirates.
And it like towers over you, this huge centipede-like train apparition. And it roars. Again, I've lost my voice, so let's see. And it echoes throughout Cobble Town. Music's playing. I would like you guys to roll initiative.
Here we go.
D20 to roll for initiative.
Hey, I got 13.
That's the highest you've ever had as an initiative.
This is my first ever real dice roll.
Yeah!
One!
He got one!
Ragnar didn't even notice the train. I'm just loading up the coal to the train. Hey guys, what are you guys doing? It looks like you guys are ready for a fight. I thought we'd
know anything.
How are we going to catch this train right now?
Alright, what did you guys roll?
I got 12.
12. And Verona?
19.
Woo! And then I guess Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy!
Come on, Jimmy!
Come on, Jimmy!
Come on,
Jimmy!
Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy!
One.
You got a 14.
Okay, that's good.
I do want to say that is the second highest.
Okay, he's trying.
Okay. I did just throw water on my laptop. Does anyone have a towel?
No.
Alright, well. So, Verona, you're first. A giant beast appears in front of you.
You mean the train?
I mean the train. It does look like a horrible, if you can imagine it, like a horrible trained beast with like arms coming out of it, with wheels at the end, a big evil face. It looks like a centipede train creature monster. It's terrible. It would give me nightmares. But you begin.
Well, I know my friends are in there. And we have to rescue them, but
I think we have to destroy this thing first. And Adam, I know you're in there somewhere too. And every day that we've been on this journey, I thought about how I should have stayed and fought with you. This is for you. I pop an explosive bullet into my gun.
Go ahead.
One.
10.
No, that's not good.
You want a 10?
Yeah.
With the modifier?
Well, the modifier is 23.
Oh.
You better have the modifier. I mean, like 23 hits, bro.
Okay, what more thing?
Yeehaw.
Alright. The bullet flies out and penetrates the chest of the trained creature and explodes out. Roll your damage. It's a
d10.
Then...
One.
It's a 6 again.
And then plus the explosive damage, which is 2d6, right? So the bullet flies out. It explodes on the chest of this creature. It does 6. 5 total. So 6 plus 5 is 11.
Live maths!
So, 11 damage as it blows up the chest of this creature. You do have 2 more shots.
I'm gonna just take 2 more shots.
Go ahead.
29.
Also hits.
18.
Also hits.
Damn. You didn't shoot us this time.
Perfect. You're just shooting all the
quick. Verona, why are you shooting a train? I don't get it.
It's an evil train, Ragnar.
Okay, okay.
Evil train, fight.
Sounds good, kid.
Each individual hits the train.
18 total damage.
18 total damage plus the 11 is
29.
All right. So now each individual bullet hits the creature. It writhes back and forth. Wow, wow, wow. And then it is No Jimmy's turn.
Yeah!
No Jimmy!
Jimmy looks up at this beast. Babada Boopy.
Hey, I've seen a lot of terrible things,
but I ain't never seen anything as ugly as this.
He pulls out his simple pistol.
Yeah!
And he fires his shot. And he misses.
Yeah. It was pretty good, Jimmy.
The shot fires off. And he goes, babada bing.
Say it with confidence and you've won, Jimmy.
All right, Duros, you're up.
Right. Duros will take out his benevolent sword. Rainbows in hand, my shield in the other, and I will charge towards this and try to goad it. You're ugly! Let's see if I can hit it though. 17?
17 does hit the train.
Oh, thank God. For 11 plus my one and only maneuver since we haven't rested at all, plus 4.
Okay, so
15 damage.
He has to do a saving throw.
A wisdom.
A wisdom throw. He got a 2.
Yes!
No, I feel a little bit bad about that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It is
you're moderately average.
I guess it is made up out of the corpses of everyone we've killed.
How much damage did you do total?
That was 15.
15. It starts crying.
You were so mean. I was just born like this. I'm gonna kill you now.
That's fair.
Alright, you got 2 more attacks.
Yes, I do. I'm gonna do 2 more attacks right here. 15.
15 doesn't hit.
24.
24 does hit.
Let's go. 14 damage.
14 total damage as you're just slicing into the base of this creature.
Yes, I'm just hacking away trying to get at least the wheel off.
William.
Roll my devil fruit.
Roll your devil fruit.
One.
I just realized we do not have a 410 sided dice.
Okay. Can you do it on roll 20?
We sure can roll it on roll 20. Do you want me to do it for you? Or do slash 1d410.
We got it.
223? Okay.
Attack it fruit.
We're gonna find out.
I want that idea.
This is what I'd normally edit out of the episode.
You're sitting behind the scenes here.
I know, right? Roulette.
Oh, I don't like it. Let's change it.
Yeah. I actually think I only have one left today, if we're going by.
223.
You get the power to destroy trains.
Awesome!
You get the train trains for the battle.
You can grow a fruit that you've previously eaten from your body.
Which I guess means you can have, you can just choose the devil fruit as long as you've had it before.
White beard!
Wait!
That's just a normal fruit?
That no, it's just a normal fruit. It's not devil fruit. You can just grow normal fruit. As long as you've eaten them.
Alright, that's fine. Then it's gotta be pineapples, of course.
Pineapples off your body.
Alright, I'm gonna pineapple cannon the giant. You didn't say how it just
true.
You just
did it! True, honestly. I'm sure you could grow them so fast that it's a projectile weapon.
Oh, sure.
Do devil fruit attack.
Devil fruit attack, okay.
So you stand at the base and pineapples. I assume spiky side out.
14.
Doesn't hit. You just start spraying pineapples
all over the place.
Why are you wasting good pineapples, Captain?
I don't know, this is what
think
I got.
Of all the juice.
It starts raining pineapple juice over you guys. And you guys have a great time. And Jimmy opens his mouth.
We all are, it's the best.
Wait, what did you just say? He just get a pineapple on his
head. He opens his mouth, pineapple falls in. He unhinges his jaw. Hey!
Actually, wait, Jimmy has that pizza armor from the last time.
He should have
it. He's got pineapple on the pizza.
And he's catching.
You know, honestly though, if you're gonna throw any fruit as a projectile weapon, I mean, pineapple's probably the best one. I mean, that could really mess you up.
Open up! Open up!
Jackfruit!
Everyone is now suggesting better fruits.
Yeah, jackfruit would be good too.
Okay, it's now the train's turn.
Alright.
The train leans down in front of all of you guys. So, immediately in front of it, so that would be Duras. I guess William. How far away are you right now?
I'm a little bit behind them.
And Jimmy is about that distance, so he's out of range of this. Rona, I shoot you a distance.
I have nowhere near this creature.
So, it is William and Duras.
Alright, Duras.
I'm telling you, I'm behind you.
Alright, so
Rona. Right, it's on me, guys.
So the creature leans down.
Next to
yes.
Tricked.
The creature leans down. And it opens its mouth. And it just fire bursts forth from it. Engulfing you in flames. I need you both to do dexterity saving throws.
Oh, thank God, that's what I'm good at.
Because of your shield, you can do a constitution.
Yeah.
How do I do a dexterity saving?
You roll a d20.
24!
Woo!
So,
I add the dexterity modifier to it.
What's my dexterity modifier to?
Yes.
19 plus 2, 21.
21? What do you get, William?
This is the dex save.
Yeah.
19.
So you guys all...
Yeah.
William doesn't succeed!
What?!
But you have another because you're a rogue.
Yeah, I'm a rogue anyway, so I got a pin.
So, Ragnar, you take 30 damage.
Oh. Shit.
The other rogue?
Yeah.
William, you also take 30 damage.
Okay.
Duras, you absorb 60 damage of fire into your shield.
Oh, I take half. I take half.
Yeah, that's why I said take 30.
Eat it up, friend.
Because it was 60, it's gone down to 30.
Oh, Jesus.
So you get the 60, the fire like sucks in his friend opens his mouth. He's like, yummy, yummy, yummy. Tasty, tasty. I love fire.
It's been a while since I fed you. Sorry.
I get so hungry. Jesus, you never feed me.
Well, no one ever attacks me. I don't know why.
And then the fire absorbs into the shield. Now, I think it's Ragnar's turn with your wand.
Ragnar finally realizing what's going on. We're gonna attack the train. He turns into a big bear. Woo-hoo! I'm the bear, but I have big bear. He's definitely raging in confusion, to be honest.
Just hack at it.
He just darts towards it. Doesn't matter if you're made of steel. You're still going down. And just like the lumberjack that he is, he just swings three times and to try to make this guy not fall over.
All right, roll that d20.
D20 three times. You got an 8?
Plus.
Which one?
It is this one. It's plus 10. So
18.
18, that hits.
28.
28 hits.
Yes. 29.
29 also hits.
Saves the day.
You're Big Bear, right? So it's plus 5 and 3. Oh my gosh.
A lot of math.
And you also roll this. Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's that plus 8. So 5 plus 8.
13.
Thank you, Fortress.
12 plus 8.
20.
20.
9 plus 8.
9 plus 8.
17.
20 plus 17 plus 13.
Why are you looking at me, man?
50 damage. You do 50 damage and you cut it to this beast.
And Ragnaros burns up, finally notices what's going on, and just swings like he's chopping a tree in half.
And you, like, you slice off entire like sections of the train, right? And so, like, you slice off like a carriage of the train, it flies out and he goes down and like rejoins itself and slice off another carriage, it goes down, he's getting like shorter and shorter and shorter as you do it. And it looks incredibly weak, Verona.
And you just hear him say, Timber.
Now that I know that breathes fire, I'm gonna take a step back. I'm just gonna unload 3 shots and do it.
Alright, unload those 3 shots.
23.
That hits.
31.
That hits.
27.
That also hits. Do damage.
27 damage.
You fire shots into this creature, and you're blowing off the wheel arms, you're blowing off the arms, you're just blowing him apart. He looks weak and fragile.
This is all out of fear.
It is Jimmy's turn.
Go, Jimmy!
He puts his gun up, he fires his shot. I just rolled a 20. He puts his gun up. And he fires off his shot. The shot flies through the air and hits the train square in the forehead. And suddenly, he looks down. And bits of the train start flying off. The arms are exploding out. Things like all these bikes are flying everywhere. The crowd just starts flying up into the air. You see the creature, it screams, ah! Why, Jimmy? Some simple carriages fall down to the ground, landing on the tracks perfectly, and turning back into the regular steam train.
Oh, good.
But lying there, in front of it, is the conductor. And he's laying there, his body riddled with holes. And sort of an evil smile on his face. But he's dead. Jimmy walks over. I knew I could never trust train conductors.
Jimmy, that was the most epic display I've ever seen in my life.
You're truly a devil's blood pirate.
Yeah.
I was about to unleash my friendship cannon, but yours was obviously much more important, Jimmy.
I knew I picked the right person tonight. I threw that random room with a bunch of other random people that could just as easily randomly selected on this board.
Well, we're out of time.
Is everybody okay in the train? Is the train still.
Yeah, the door opens and everyone comes out. They're like, what happened? We're all fine, but what the hell happened?
It's okay, have a pineapple. Jimmy saved the day.
Yeah. Everyone gets out of glasses, the pineapple juice rains from the sky.
Yeah, just like.
We all just have a party drinking pineapple juice with the coal, and that's the end of the episode.
Okay.
But yeah, we're out of time. Thank you guys so much for coming.
That was awesome.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you so much.
I win.